Well, we start this afternoon with that €530 million fine on TikTok. It's for illegally shipping European users' data to China, and it was slapped on the social media company by its European regulator, Ireland's Data Protection Commission. Well, earlier we spoke to Des Hogan, chairperson and commissioner for the Data Protection Commission. First, we asked him what exactly TikTok did wrong.
So today the Data Protection Commission is issuing its final decision in an inquiry into TikTok's transfer of personal data of European users to China. And in our inquiry, we have found that TikTok did not carry out the necessary assessment of the potential impact of this EU transfer of our personal data to China, including potential access by Chinese authorities under laws such as the anti-terrorism and the counter-espionage law, which TikTok itself identified as materially divergent from EU standards.
Now, that personal data that you mentioned, what sort of data was it?
Well, it was different forms of data, and it has reduced over time. TikTok have been implementing something called Project Clover, but the data was in relation to product development, monetization services, different things like that. But it included personal data, and it would have been also could have included sensitive personal data.
Do we know what happened to this data when it was shipped to China?
Well, the data was it was less that it was shipped to China than there was remote access to the data by TikTok staff working in China. And TikTok made the case during the inquiry that there were no requests for this data by Chinese authorities. But the difficulty is it did not address properly this remote access by its personnel in China to European Union, our personal data.
So if there was access to that data in China, what are your concerns today about how that data could have been used?
Well, really, the concerns from a GDPR perspective are that when under the GDPR, there is a high level of protection provided within the European Union for our data, our personal data. When that is being transferred to other countries, companies have an obligation under the GDPR to make sure that that data receives the necessary safeguards so that it's all kept to the same, essentially the equivalent standard as you get in the European Union. And that is really the concern.
Is there hard evidence then that Chinese authorities in some shape or form accessed EU data?
Well, this inquiry, under the GDPR, it is the organisation or the company. They have the responsibility to what's called verify, guarantee and demonstrate that there cannot be that sort of access. Now, TikTok has said during the inquiry that there were no requests made to it by Chinese authorities. But the issue remains that they did not address this potential access by Chinese authorities. And that remains the ongoing issue. And that is why in our inquiry decision, as well as administrative fines, we have issued corrective measures that TikTok is required to bring its processing into compliance with the GDPR. And if it fails to do so, there will be a suspension order on the transfer of that personal data to China.
Well, what are those measures? What does TikTok have to do next?
So TikTok now, over the coming months, must bring its compliance itself into compliance with the GDPR. It will have to liaise with our office to make sure that it is taking the steps to ensure that there is no potential access to European personal data in China where there is a material divergence from EU standards. We will work with China, with TikTok to assess whether that is happening. If that does not happen, we will be proceeding with a suspension order in relation to data transfers to China.
What has TikTok said?
Well, TikTok, in its response throughout the inquiry, TikTok made numerous submissions to the inquiry, which we considered. TikTok has argued that the issue is that the personal data was not stored on servers in China. It has argued that this means that Chinese extraterritoriality law does not applies and does not mean and means that there cannot be access to that personal data. However, TikTok did not address this issue of remote access by its personnel in China to European personal data.
Will it appeal your decision?
TikTok has the right under European law and under Irish law to appeal the decision. And TikTok, that is, Ireland is based on the rule of law, and that is perfectly within TikTok's legal right. And if it does appeal that decision, well, then the courts will look at that matter and due process will take its course.
A fine of 530 million euro. How do you come up with a figure like that?
So in relation to fines, under the GDPR, there are very precise rules and guidelines around how fines are calculated. There are guidelines, and there is also a statutory provision in the GDPR whereby data protection authorities such as ours must consider different factors, including mitigating and aggravating factors. The fines which we have issued today comprise 485 million in relation to the infringement of data transfers and 45 million in relation to the transparency requirements under the GDPR, where in the period 2021 to 2022, TikTok had not properly informed its users as to where their personal data was being stored.
Now, this isn't the first time that you've fined TikTok. It was fined 345 million in 2023 for alleged lapses in the way it cares for children's personal data. Are you happy that those lapses are now addressed?
So in our 2023 decision into TikTok, the DPC was looking into the question of children's personal data. And in that inquiry, the DPC had found that TikTok had made personal data of children public by default rather than private by default. Following the conclusion of that inquiry and the fine which was issued, we also issued corrective measures whereby TikTok had to bring its compliance into order. And late last year, we were happy to conclude that TikTok has now brought its compliance into matter. But that was quite a long period where we had to monitor compliance after the final inquiry decision. And that is the positive thing about corrective measures, where we can make sure that the underlying issues that we find in inquiries is addressed. And of course, we do that in conjunction with our European peer regulators.
TikTok says this ruling risks setting a precedent with far-reaching consequences for companies and entire industries across Europe that operate on a global scale. It says it delivers a blow to the European Union's competitiveness. What's your view on this?
Well, when companies transfer our personal data to other countries, there are rules under the GDPR and under European Union law. Now, we will fully acknowledge the importance of data transfer flows for the functioning of the global economy, but those laws are in place to ensure the necessary safeguards for all of our data. Your data, my data, all EU citizens, and the DPC, of course, is the lead supervisory authority for all European citizens. So we apply the law, and companies understand the law, and there are ways to comply with the law and to ensure innovation and proper data transfers.
Des Hogan, Chairperson and Commissioner for the Data Protection Commission, speaking to us earlier there.